Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Welcome to our beauty podcast.
It's very nice to have you back in. I would say the virtual, we've always been virtual since the start of the pandemic, but it's nice to have you back in the States.
Here I am. I'm closer and recording in a much better room with better acoustics, which will make our sound engineer happy. Hi, Red.
So Jen was in Germany for a couple of weeks for those who are just jumping in or, you know, aren't listening consecutively.
Yes, exactly.
Aren't a regular listener, but thanks for jumping in however you listen.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of however you listen, did you plan that segue?
No, I didn't. I didn't,
well, it was
actually.
Really
that
good.
Was a nice setup. Okay.
Yes, we have such exciting news.
This is big.
This is so big. We've been wanting to figure out a way to do this. We finally have it. There is now going to be a way for you to listen to our podcast sponsor-free and ad-free. Now, I know Jess and I do a fabulous job vetting advertisers. Listen, we don't have any sponsors that we wouldn't use ourselves, but I listen to other podcasts too. And like, if you've heard about a sponsor, maybe, you know, you fast forward every now and then, whatever. If you want to listen ad-free, we are offering exclusive Fat Mascara Plus memberships. Okay. You ready to find out how to do
this?
I'm
ready. I'm listening.
Okay. Starting today, that's right. What's today? June 22nd, Tuesday, if you're listening, we're giving you the ability to become a member of the Fat Mascara Plus family. Basically, for $3 a month, you'll get a unique code to enter into your favorite listening platform. And that means every time that you click on our show to listen, you're going to get a version of the podcast that other people don't get that has no ads. So how do you do this? To become a member, you can just use the link in our show notes or in the episode notes, go to your listening platform. You'll see it there at the bottom. Or go to fatmascara.com/member. That will direct you to the sign-up page. Now, this program is offered by Acast. If you don't know, Acast is a podcast publishing platform, and that's how we put out the show every week. And they are international. Hear that? Jess, how many times have we heard from people like, I'm in whatever country and I can't get whatever thing you're offering right now?
I know, this is global. We are a global brand, everyone. Mascara is a global brand.
So when you sign up on this page, again, it's fatmascara.com/member, enter your credit card or debit info. It'll take you to a thank you page. You'll get a link to add Fat Mascara Plus, as it's called, with a little plus symbol. to whichever app you usually listen to your podcast on. It's pretty easy. There's also like a URL code way to do it, a QR code. Like if you have any questions, literally just DM me, but it's like so obvious when you get there. You click on that, it opens your listening app and you'll see that you now are subscribed to a special RSS feed. I'm not going to get into what an RSS feed is.
Please don't.
Jess's eyes glaze over every time I talk.
The RSS feed, I feel like that's the dawn of like the internet. Like there has always been like the RSS. Yeah. And it's just like, oh my God. But yeah,
anyway,
keep going.
It's pretty seamless if you're a listener. You don't need to see all the code and whatever, but basically...
Yeah, it's she's making it sound more complicated. It's really easy. Go on.
I was trying to make it really clear. It does take a couple steps. I just want to prepare people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say 2 minutes start to finish. Then it's smooth sailing. Whenever you click on us to listen, you'll get the ad-free version. Again, it's $3 a month. Fatmascara.com/member.
Okay. So, listen. Right now, we just have one level of membership. That's the $3 a month version. I just have to say...
We have plans.
This isn't in the script, but I have to say $3 like flies out of my hand. Like every time I like open the door, it's like I walk out, like $3 just like flies away.
And so why not send it to us so you can support us and we can make this fabulous show for you?
So I'm not saying $3 has no value. I'm just saying I thought that this was... an affordable price point for supporting the show.
We wanted to make it really like,
Yeah. But who am I to say? Who am I to say? That's for you to judge. Our plan though is with this money, with this money, this is how we plan to spend your $3 is to do more events, both virtual and real in-person events, but virtual because to get all the folks around the globe and add some exclusive content. And when that happens, we're going to be opening up an elevated level of membership that's going to cost a little bit more and give you all that added content. Okay. So we're really want to just add value to the Fat Mascara experience.
Yes, but we need your money to do that.
Unfortunately, we do. But we're going to let you know like along the way when all that happens. But we're starting at $3.
Yeah. So for now, all you need to know is you can listen to the show ad-free by becoming a Fat Mascara Plus family member. Just click Become a Member link, which is in the show notes and the episode notes, or visit fatmascara.com/member. Sign up, $3 a month. Bada bing, bada boom. You'll love it. Did I explain that okay? Sometimes I get into the weeds. I'm so sorry, guys.
No. Listen, I love that about you because you're analytical. Listen, I'm a Virgo. You're very, I don't know if Libras are analytical, but you're a brain.
I'm just trying to make sure everybody's in it with us.
You opened your DMs, which I did.
I did. DM me, guys. You know, I mean, I get DMs all the time for Science Corner, but DM me if you have any problem signing up. fatmascara.com/member.
Okay. I'm excited about this new level and opening up the family to the next level.
Me too. Setting it up took a second there, but we're excited to have you guys. And let's do the show. So what are we talking about?
Okay, the show. Okay, so this is the free show. Okay, the free show that we're doing now. So for this episode. We're going to be doing the news. Okay. And the news, we have some very special information here because you may remember a few months ago, we talked about the fragrance category, Orientals, a fragrance category, guys, of the Oriental fragrance category and whether or not this was,
Out of step with the times.
Yeah. So we're going to circle back on that conversation. Mm-hmm. We have amazing news, a huge development. So stay tuned for that. Then Jen, you're bringing us some news from Germany. Some possible help for varicose veins, which I'm going to be listening.
And also this like German water cure I want to tell you guys about. Oh, one more thing too. Just so you know, we've gotten so many messages about PFAs in cosmetics.
Those are
the so-called forever chemicals. Yeah. I am looking into that when I'm back in charge of the news next week, the Science Corner, devoted to it. I will try not to get into the weeds. Jess is doing the news this week. I'm doing the Germany segment on the water cure, the Borreza one.
Yes.
And that'll be it.
And that's it. That's it for now. But I think we covered a lot right now. So let's hit it to the news corner. Okay, the news desk. Okay, everyone, let's settle in for some headlines. Now, I am psyched about Gucci's new face. It is for the face of their new fragrance. First of all, you know, Gucci's celebrating their 100th anniversary this year.
I did not.
Yeah, 100. Okay. Gucci has a new face of their new fragrance, Gucci Flora Gorgeous Gardenia Eau de Parfum. That is a lot of G's. And it is Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus. Love Miley Cyrus. The video for the fragrance, by the way, I saw this video a couple of months ago. It is amazing. I don't know. I'm sure this video, the ad is going to be, you know, out when the fragrance comes out in July. Or sorry, July 30th. Oh my God. It is, the brand describes it as a joy-fueled fantasy campaign inspired by Miley's unique personality. Close quote. I'm just going to say it's very trippy, psychedelic.
Ooh, you got a sneak peek for the rest of the world.
I wasn't allowed to even like say I saw it. There were cats.
So you're telling our thousands and thousands of listeners no, instead.
At the time. Okay, I was just like, okay. It is a fantastic, trippy, like all of the influences. It's pure Gucci. It is, I was screaming when I was watching the video and like, you know, it was like the serious Coty presentation and I'm in my square, like slapping the desk. I am so excited for you guys to see this. I'm trying to be selective with my like launch news and celebrity face and stuff. Cause I feel like I don't want to clog our news desk with, you know, this person's doing this person doing that, because I feel like I get a little like, okay, who cares? You know, celebrities, yeah, you know, earn beauty, but I just really am excited about this one. I think it's a very, it made me excited about beauty. So really great pairing. Okay, next. Sephora is said to be upping their dedication to clean beauty. According to reports, this initiative is called Clean Plus. Okay. This means that brands' products have to be free of petroleum. And I think there's some other stipulations too. But Sephora, at least in my research, hasn't come out and like told the public, this is our, you know, they haven't given like a big...
Yeah, they're clean beauty. You don't know exactly what you have to do to get the clean beauty status at Sephora.
Yeah, so I can't report to everyone, you know.
And the Clean Plus now will have added things on top of that. Yeah,
yeah. So I don't have the inside sheet, Sephora, if you want to write us and tell us, like, this is your Clean Plus mandate. But at this date that we're recording this, I don't have what, you know, exactly what the stipulations are. But the deadlines for compliance, well, I'm sure the brands, Sephora's, you know, participating brands have it. Deadlines for compliance are January 1st, 2022 for skincare, hair care, and makeup brands, and fine fragrances have until March 31st, 2022. So I think it's very interesting because there is so much conversation, you know, in the beauty industry, certainly on social media, about like what clean is and, you know, are people overreacting to some things, you know, everything is a chemical, this, that, the other thing we've talked about, this, so the cows come home. But, you know, Sephora is obviously reevaluating what clean means under their own roof.
Yes, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Unilever, this is like major business news. Unilever announced it has signed an agreement to acquire leading DTC skincare brand, Paula's Choice.
I was like, I would love to be in a room with Paula and the Unilever people to see how this went down. Because I know she's a stickler, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm so excited to see what happens to this brand now that it's owned by a big conglomerate. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Very interesting.
So according to Women's Wear Daily, terms of the deal were not disclosed and Unilever declined to comment on the price tag. Women's Wear Daily had previously reported in April that the brand was exploring M&A options and that the business is expected to do more than $300 million in net sales for 2021.
Hoo-wee, Paula. Well done, lady. Also, P.S., listen to our Paula Bagoon episode. It's a gem from the back days. Just Google Paula's Choice and Fat Mascara. This is such a bit, like I didn't think she would ever go to a conglomerate because she was all about being independent. So we'll have to see what happens.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember when everyone said that lipstick was over, that lipstick was dead?
I don't know who that everyone was. We didn't get that memo here at Fat Mascara.
Well, people were freaking out with, you know, the masks and the, you know.
People. Like, brands that came out with new lipsticks during the pandemic.
They're having a panic attack. Yeah. But, you know, I think everyone was dressed so casually, wearing sneakers and sweatpants. Like, you know, did it seem kind of from another time, another era? Well, that, you know, we can put that fear to bed, because according to Trend Analytics, searches for longwear lipstick grew over 1,000% year on year. Other gains included shimmer lip gloss at over 800%. This is very specific, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah, the longwear I get, though, I've gotten so many DMs. You know the red longwear that I wear?
Yeah.
People asking me about it, because I remember I had said that it stays on underneath the mask. So I think a lot of people switching to longwear formula.
Yeah.
And when you're putting on the mask for indoors, but then taking out when you get outside, like you want your lipstick to stay. P.S. Sure. It was Maybelline Ultra Ink and Exhilarator.
Oh, people like that one. Yeah. Plum lipstick, which I thought was interesting. And plumping lip gloss.
Oh, is that going to be back? Okay. I guess that's the thing.
Well, I think people want like that, like a full lip is certainly not going away.
True.
And then last but not least, let's just get a little deeper into this moment. You may remember that back in March, we talked about the idea of oriental and fragrance. If you want to, if you're not like totally sure about what I'm talking about, it's really worth a re-listen. It was episode 288. We did a segment on about how we talk about fragrance. And then also I recently wrote about it for Bazaar, and we can link to that article on our blog.
Yes.
But there is a category in fragrance that is just, you know, widely accepted. If not, you know, it's accepted for a long time, but now it's certainly been questioned in recent years. I'm sure some people have been questioning it for way longer, but the industry is taking a really good look at the term orientals. So there are different fragrance categories, also called families, and those are floral, woody, fresh, and then, you know, you gotta get like... You kind of trip over.
I mean, there are
over.
Millions of others, like gourmand, fougere.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But the most commonly accepted ones on the fragrance wheel, which is created by Michael Edwards, are floral, woody, and fresh. And then you have oriental. And oriental has been a kind of a catch-all for ones that can smell like amber, or some brands use it to describe things that smell like incense or ouds. And brands have been, and fragrance, you know, critics and fans have been questioning it for some time, because they think, okay, these have nothing to do with each other, unlike a woody fragrance or, you know, a floral fragrance. Mm-hmm. It's kind of illogical. Mm-hmm. But then also, it's Eurocentric, because as Tanya Sanchez once said, she's like, oriental, or orient means like of the East. And it's like, well, East of what? You know,
the center of the universe, which is, or Europe, according to people 300 years ago,
right,
in Europe.
So
only.
It's offensive.
Yeah.
And then also there's this very problematic history of, you know, brands using Asian culture to put this very kind of exotic, sexualized.
Exoticizing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a lot to unpack there. And I don't want to spend a ton of time on doing that with this segment, because what I really want to do is give you a really amazing update. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Michael Edwards, who's the author of Fragrances of the World, and he also has his fragrance wheel, which is widely used, and he's really one of the premier authorities in the fragrance world and really an incredible man to talk to. I've interviewed him many times. And he says, and he knows that, you know, we're going to be talking about this, he says that after years of consultations with oil houses, perfumers, brands, bloggers, and the Fragrance Foundation, there's going to be some big changes. He says there's been a lot of discussion, particularly in the US and the UK, where our work is used extensively, about the term oriental being outdated and in some contexts offensive. Now, I'm jumping in here. I didn't know this. He says Barack Obama enacted legislation banning the word in government documents as a description for people of Asian heritage. In the world of fragrance, there's a growing sentiment that the word is outdated and derogatory. While many might recall the oriental sensuality evoked by such fragrances as opium and shalimar, younger people often feel no such connection to the description oriental. Critics point out that the word is a reminder of colonialism, of a time when Anglo countries saw themselves as the center of the world and everything East was exotic. Within the context of perfumery, the term oriental was never intended to be offensive, but perceptions change. After a long consultation, we have decided to use our position of influence to provide a more inclusive vocabulary. So things are changing.
Is this an exclusive you're bringing us, Jess?
It might be, but...
Oh, I haven't heard this news yet. I'm very excited to hear this.
I think it might be exclusive. I'll check with Michael. But Oriental is now going to be changed to Amber. Ooh. Soft oriental to soft amber. Floral oriental to floral amber. Woody oriental to woody amber.
Okay, why did he pick amber? Any word on that or even just guessing on your part?
He didn't comment on that, but I would guess it's probably the most
evocative of that warm sensuality.
Yeah, or the most like a common denominator between what most of the fragrances like would fall.
Yeah, yeah. So even if it doesn't include an amber note, though, it's now within this amber warm.
Yeah, I didn't follow up on that. I could ask
spicy.
Him.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
But I was really happy that he addressed, you know, the matter. And I thought that
and
this was...
So.
Yeah, I think that this is a really cool move forward. And I thank him for sharing this with Fat Mascara.
I'm excited for this change. So interesting that you got to talk to him. He's such an authority. And that wheel is everywhere. So it'll be interesting to see the new wheel come out when it does.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the new wheel. And thank you, Michael. And this is just really a really exciting time. It's awesome to witness this change.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
Oh,
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
Okay, I know you're back from Germany. I know sometimes you bring like a little treat. You're very thoughtful.
Well, I did bring you physical souvenirs since I wasn't going to see you in person.
Wait, this time. So you brought me like an audio souvenir?
I did. I brought you a little souvenir of like a beauty therapy in Germany I learned all about. No, I really wanted to share this with you.
And I thought maybe you brought me chocolate or something.
Next time I'll bring you chocolate.
Okay.
So I would have told you about this regardless, but then as I was doing this and thinking, I can't wait to tell Jess about this, I'm like, oh, duh, that's why we have this podcast, because I can share it with everybody at the same time.
Okay, what'd you bring?
So I did this hike of Mount Cromer, or more specifically, it was the Cromerplatte Aufweg, which is like this
area. Oh, rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, I'm working on my German, guys. I'm so sorry. And at the end of this hike, or the beginning, there is what's called a Kneipp bath.
Ooh.
Now, I know Kneipp, and I think Jess does too,
yeah,
because it is a brand of bath salts, a body and bath care brand that was started in Germany and has the most gorgeous, lovely products. But I did not really know the history of it, and so I learned a little bit more. Basically, Sebastian Kneipp, he was a Catholic priest from southern Germany. This was like hundreds of years ago. He developed tuberculosis and was able to cure it with an exercise and invigorating hot and cold water treatments. And then he developed this whole system of healing. You know, Germany is very well known for its homeopathic and naturopathic healing. They were early to the biodynamic movement. Lots of stuff going on there. Valeda, Hauschka. All this should start to sound familiar to beauty obsessives like our listeners. But I did not know Kneipp is so famous there that it's actually a verb. Kneipen.
Really?
And that means water treading. And in 2015, the German UNESCO committee decided to recognize that as like an intangible cultural heritage of Germany, having nothing to do with this brand, by the way, just because it's such a part of it.
Oh, it's like, it's just like a noun now, or a verb, as you said.
A verb, yes. So as I was finishing my hike and I saw the baths and I was like, I'm going to do it. I started recording a little something for you guys. So here's that now. So I'm at the Kneipp, if you can hear me over the cowbells. It's like a log sink where you're supposed to dip your arms and refresh. And then a little square pool that's for wading in and stretching your calves. And then a little hut kind of wooden thing to sit under as you dry off, because you're not supposed to towel off. You're supposed to let it dry in the sun. And the view is Hills Are Alive magic, except we're not in Austria. We're in Germany. So snow-capped mountains, cows with bells, meadow flowers. All right, we're going in.
Wow, Jen, it's almost like I was there.
I wish you could see her face when she said that. The sarcasm was oozing out of you. Come on, you're going to let me experiment with my little audio recording.
No,
right?
I like it. I like it. I'm actually thinking that we need like sound effects in the show. Yeah. So let's start there.
A JV version. I didn't have one of those like radar cones to listen. It was like my phone as I was walking. Anyway, so I get inside. There's this older guy and he doesn't speak English. My German is like non-existent. But so we started like not really talking, but he goes, Kneipen ist internationale. And I was like, okay, he's saying this is like international. Like you don't need to know what exactly it is to do it. It's like so famous. And I'm like, dude, it's not that famous because I don't know what's going on here. So he had to show me.
You're like, don't you know who I am? If I don't know what it is, it's not that famous.
Cool to me that like in Germany, everybody knows what this is. And this guy's like, how do you not know this? And I'm like, well, if I don't know it, I feel like I'm a beauty editor. I should. So he taught me the first, there's two ways to do it. The basin I told you about that you tread in, but treading isn't really treading. You take off your shoes and your socks up to your knees, and then you walk in place like a stork, like one leg completely out of the water, put it back in. One leg completely out of the water, put it back in. And so you do that for a couple of minutes, and that is like revs up your circulation.
That sounds exhausting. This sounds horrible.
No, so refreshing. After a long hike, the water is freezing cold though, and that's a big part of it. Actually not freezing, it's 12 to 18 degrees centigrade. Yes, I looked into that. It's about like in the 50s.
Ooh.
And well, actually, I should tell you this now before I talk about the arm basin. I did some research afterwards because people in Germany love this for varicose veins. They say it helps with varicose veins. And I was like, oh, is that real? Yes, in fact, there is good research that shows alternating cold and warm and then wearing compression socks can help reduce the diameter of veins and varicose veins. So if you have varicose veins, you probably know this from your doctor, but cold water plunges and then warming up and then cold again can actually help reduce the appearance of them because it reduces the diameter of the veins. It's also actually more for the swelling because varicose veins can be quite painful. It's not just a visual
issue. Yeah, it's very painful.
Okay, so after I did the water treading or the Kneipen, I went to the arm basin.
Okay, I prefer that. I prefer that to the creaks.
What, the tinkling water?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lovely. It's like this big log and the water is flowing in and then flowing out the other end of the log. And you're supposed to dip your arms in all the way up to the middle of your top of your upper arms and hold them there for 30 to 40 seconds until a icy sensation comes over your body. And then the guy's like pointing to the sign and I held up my Google Translate app and it basically, and then I see the thing and it's like, do not do the arm basin within 2 hours of doing the water treading. Like I did it literally 30 seconds later. That's just like, you know, those homeopathic cures sometimes have that baked in cultural like rules that scientifically don't really make sense.
Right.
However, if you do have heart issues or like some other issues, talk to your doctor because icy water plunges can really rev your circulation and can be problematic. Anyway, it felt so freaking good. The funny thing is you're not supposed to dry off afterwards. You're supposed to just like wipe the water away and then just like dry in the sun naturally. You know, have the full German natural beauty experience.
This sounds great.
I think that you'd be into it. I mean,
minus the cold. I don't like cold.
But like think about in the Nordic countries, the Scandinavian history of spa bathing, like so many therapies we see at spas here in the States and around the world have a basis in these like homeopathic things from Europe and also from Japan with the onsens and cultures in South America and Africa. A lot of cultures have similar water therapies. It's just so interesting to me that they've popped up independently in all these places around the world because like there is something to getting back in the water. And there is something to like revving your body and having exercise and then getting cold and then getting warm again.
I'd be curious to hear from any German listeners if they've done this.
Oh, please DM me. I know we have German listeners because when I was posting on Instagram about being there, like a lot of people were messaging me like, you got to do this and you got to do that. If you can't get to Germany, which is probably going to be tough right about now, but but you know, if I don't know if you even want to go there just to try Kneiping. You could do this with like an icy shower. They have directions actually on the Kneip website. And then I thought I'd tell you about that brand. Their Arnica bath salts, by the way, are $4 for a sachet. If you have like muscle soreness or you exercise a lot, so good.
And then do you like their bath salts? Yeah.
Oh, another favorite of ours, I know you've talked about this too, is the eucalyptus bath.
Ooh.
You like the salts, right? The eucalyptus
bath. Yeah, the ones that turn, they have, there's two that I like. One is the white salts and one are the blue salts that turn your bath blue.
Oh, I think the eucalyptus is like a blue-green, and I love the eucalyptus bath oil. Full-size bottle is only $20. It's not an expensive brand. Really brings that whole like spa experience home if you want a little, you know, weekend spa for yourself in your own bathroom. Hopefully that'll inspire you. Now nice. You say Dankeschön, Jess.
Dankeschön.
Sure. That was good. It was good.
Bitte. Dankeschön. Dankeschön.
Bitte.
Thank you. That means you're welcome?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand. And I got to tell you, Inda from Boston, I love your raise a wand, but I also love your voice. Let's get to it.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Inda reaching out from Boston, Massachusetts with a raise a wand for the Kate McLeod Daily Body Stones. These are a solid body lotion that melts into your skin as you glide it along. And the reason I'm a big fan is they have a minimal ingredient list. They're vegan. They're cruelty-free. It's a woman-owned company and I believe manufactured in Brooklyn, New York. But most importantly, there is no plastic in the packaging. And the packaging it does come in is 100% recyclable. During the pandemic, I've noticed that there are a ton of plastic bottles from the bathroom sink to the makeup to the shower. It's everywhere. And I really wanted to minimize my plastic use. So I tried these out. They work really well. They get the job done. I use them at night because it takes a few minutes to soak in. And they come in awesome scents. They have a rose, frankincense, neroli. They have a lavender chamomile and a raw cocoa one, which smells like the most elegant European hot chocolate you can think of. So I hope you guys get to try them out. And thanks so much. Stay well. Bye.
You know, I've tried that body stone. It's really nice. But I also really love that you are so mindful of the packaging. And I think about my bathroom right now. And you're right. It's just plastic city.
Are you doing Inda's voice? I like how you got peaceful on the level there.
Yeah, because she's like,
it's so hard for me to do that. Hold on, let me try too. But like then the filly in me wants to come out. It's all really loud and excited about the body stones because they're actually quite beautiful. The package that they come in, that little bamboo wooden sliding box. I'm sorry.
The filly in you. Oh my God.
I had this t-shirt at one point. It said, I'm not yelling. I'm from Philly.
Okay. You told me that once. That was so funny. My God.
I'm just, all right. I got to work on my radio voice. Anyway, if you want to share with us, last time I said this, by the way, we got a whole bunch of new submissions. So I'm going to say it again because I love getting like a whole huge batch of them. I'm running out of raise a wands, guys. Like, I'm not kidding. You have a real chance of having your fabulous voice on our podcast. Email me, please, a raise a wand submission at info@fatmascara, or you can call us and just leave a little voicemail message. 646-481-8182. The phone number and that email are in our show notes, so you could do it that way. Guess what I realized, Jess, as I was listening to Inda? My raise a wand is very along the lines of hers. And I think you will really like it too. I'm going to raise a wand to a pair of sneakers. That was like my go everywhere, do everything sneakers in Germany. And they are vegan.
Love it.
Plastic free, stain proof, water resistant.
Vegan and plastic free.
Okay, there is plastic. It's recycled. They're made from recycled yoga mats.
Got it. Nice. And I love that.
First of all, these shoes have not worn down because it's not leather, so they really stick around. But when you're done with them, by the way, you can send them back to the company for free. And
that's
they
awesome.
Will take them apart and make part of it go to the landfill. Part of it they use in, construction.
Yeah.
Anyway, they recycle it correctly. They are so cute. They look like chic little white wear with a dress. You know how like white sneakers, and I'm like, how do these fashion people keep their white sneakers white?
Oh my God, I said this to my colleague Katie the other day. She showed up to work and I was like, are you kidding me? They were like
fresh out of the box.
Yeah. She claims they were fresh out of the box. I don't know. She's super fashionable. I don't know. She may have been saying
that. Well, I'm sorry. If you live in a city like Jess and I do, you cannot keep white sneakers white, except for these Thousandfell sneakers because they're water resistant. And then if a stain gets on them, I literally used like cleaning spray and a paper towel because it's not leather. So you can just like wipe it almost as if you're wiping a countertop. And so they did look a little dirty after Germany. I checked this out. I took the laces out and I just dipped them in a little cup with bleach and water, like to wash them, put them back in the shoes. I look like a fashion editor. Like I have crisp white sneakers. So I'm like a huge fan of these sneakers now. Thousand Fell is the brand and the logo is very minimal. So like people might think you're wearing like super expensive, like Gucci sneakers or whatever. Yeah, yeah. They're not cheap. They're $120. I'm telling you, it's the best $120. And you know how much my feet always hurt? They are very comfortable. Not super flat like a Converse, but not too gushy like a Hoka One One or a Nike. You know, like the perfect amount of support.
Oh my, okay. I actually,
sponsor us, Thousand Fell.
I might buy a pair. Don't be mad.
So I was proud of that part of it too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. I can't wait to hang up so I can look them up. Okay. So, all right. My razor wand is a lip gloss, which sounds kind of weird because like, I feel like I'm not really like a lip gloss person, but lately I've been craving moisture. I'm really into the NYX Butter Gloss. I just found it in my like handbag from a long time ago. I was like, when the hell did I find this? I guess I grabbed it from the beauty closet a long time ago and I'm kind of like finding just random things lately.
NYX Butter Gloss.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's so weird, right? NYX Butter, NYX Professional Makeup Butter Gloss. And I love the shade in Creme Brulee because I guess I grabbed it from the beauty closet before the pandemic and I found it in an old handbag. So you guys get to find my discoveries along with me. And I put it on and it reminds me of like a very 1960s kind of pink peachy color, which those are my favorite kind of colors. It's very vintagey looking. So you have to kind of like that shade. And it is only, $49, $5. And I just love it. And it's creamy and it doesn't stay on a long time, but it doesn't have that horrible tacky feeling. You know, that plasticky tacky feeling?
Yes. Like that hair just like is like magnetically attracted to sunglasses and in a weird way.
Right. It's exactly.
It's more moisturizing.
It's more moisturizing. So you are going to have to top up, but I think it's really nice. I think the color payoff is, you know, pretty good. And I don't know. I just dig it. And it's freaking $5. So you can get a few shades if, you know, because the texture is so nice that I feel like, you know, you can afford to play around.
Love that.
Thank you. Yeah. But I love this peachy pink shade. It is so like vintage babe.
Good. I like that you took us out on that soothing voice as well.
Oh my God. With a pair of sunglasses. Oh my God. So you're like Lana Del Rey.
Anything else?
No.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm having a summer fantasy.
I love it. Okay. When you're done with your fantasy, get your beauty sleep, Jess.
Get your beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.